Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
That music means one thing.
It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Welcome back, Ashley.
Thank you, Brody.
We'll start today with some ideas on how you can do some good in the community.
Today is the last day of the Share the Warmth Coat Drive. If you would like to donate gently used coats, gloves, scarves, and blankets for adults or children, you can drop them off at the Waco Winery Tasting Room and Rooftop Patio. That's on the second floor of 708 Austin Avenue. All donated items will be given to the Salvation Army to be distributed to those in need.
Tomorrow morning from 8 until about 11, or when the vehicles are full, the Waco Friends of Peace and Climate Change are hosting a citywide styrofoam recycling event.
They will be glad to take your Christmas styrofoam, food service items, and other shaped and molded styrofoam to make sure they are recycled responsibly and stay out of the landfill. I personally have three giant garbage bags full of styrofoam to take.
Drop off your items at the corner of Waco Drive and Valley Mills Drive in the parking lot in front of the Ocean Buffet.
Dust off your boots and head to the Waco Civic Theater tonight.
It's a doubleheader of classic country this weekend. Tonight, the show will be Hank Williams' Lost Highway, a spectacular musical biography about the legendary writer and singer of favorites such as I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry and many, many others.
Then on Saturday and Sunday, it's always Patsy Cline, a tribute to one of the most beautiful voices in country music who died tragically at the age of 30 in a plane crash in 1963. Tickets for each show start at $16. Tonight's Hank Williams show is at 7:30.
The Patsy Cline show is tomorrow at 2:30 and 7:30, and there is a Sunday matinee at 2:30.
The Waco Collective is a loose-knit affiliation of Waco jazz professionals who are working together to bring high-quality jazz concerts to Waco. Their first concert of 2020 is tonight. Composer and trombonist James Hall and renowned flutist Jamie Baum will perform backed by the Waco Collective Rhythm Section. It's a rare opportunity to see very high-level New York City jazz right here in Waco at Cultivate 712 at 7:30. Tickets are $8 to $12 at the door.
A Texas Music Cafe television taping of Texas Music Hall of Famer Freddie Steady will be tomorrow.
He will be showcasing a career-spanning collection of songs from his groups, The Explosives, Freddie Steady's Wild Country, The Shaken Apostles, and Freddie Steady 5. The taping will take place at Nexus Esports at 600 Columbus Avenue. Admission is $10. The BYOB event starts at 7 with an opening set from Steady Boy recording artist The Dirty Echoes.
On Monday, Wild Imaginings will be presenting a staged reading of Joel Drake Johnson's play, Rashida Speaking, with discussion to follow.
This funny, thoughtful, surprising play deals directly with the issue of racism in the workplace. After the performance, the audience and actors will sit together to discuss the play and the concerns that it brings up for the Waco community. Wild Imaginings is a fairly new performing arts organization in Waco that seeks to break boundaries through the art of storytelling. The Rashida Speaking Show will take place at Pinewood Coffee Bar on Austin Avenue beginning at 6:30 p.m. Admission is free.
The first ever Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival kicks off Thursday, February 6th, and runs through Saturday, February 8th.
Throughout the festival, you will have a chance to see family-friendly Hollywood movies such as Disney's Lion King and the Aretha Franklin biopic Amazing Grace, as well as films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. You can also walk the red carpet with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, and Food Network star Gina Neely. The films will be shown at venues throughout the community. Some will cost $5, but many are free. Numerous parties and other celebrations will round out the festival.
For more information, visit the Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival website. This Thursday is also the night of the monthly Stars Over Texas Jamboree, Waco's own family-friendly Branson, Missouri-styled variety show. This month is the Gospel Edition. The Jamboree kicks off at 6:45 at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum on Waco Drive. General admission tickets are $16.
Don't look now, Brody, but we are in the midst of an election year. That's the perfect time to get to know the League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters does not support one political party or the other, but works to keep voters informed about vital issues of concern to its members and to the public. They are hosting a chapter meeting on Sunday afternoon from 3 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. at the Central Library on Austin Avenue. All are welcome. And despite the name, men are also invited to participate in the League of Women Voters.
On Thursday at 3 p.m., the W.R. Pogue Legislative Library, the Institute for Oral History, and the Baylor Law School are hosting a panel discussion on a timely political topic that has been much in the news. The discussion is called Investigating Impeachment, Congress, Context, and the Constitution.
If you are interested in learning more about this thorny issue, please join former U.S. Congressman Republican Alan Steelman and Democrat Chet Edwards, as well as Baylor Law Professor Rory Ryan and Baylor Professor of History Stephen Sloan for the discussion with a Q&A to follow.
It's free and will take place on the fifth floor of the Cashin Academic Center on Baylor campus.
Finally, don't forget February is Black History Month. Please visit the ActLocallyWaco.org website for a long list of Black History Month events, as well as the full calendar of other Waco happenings.
Ashley, thank you for bringing Act Locally Waco to the radio.
Well, Brody, thank you for having me.
Have a great week.
You too.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.